Al ser esta la
Since this is the first time I've taken the floor, I would like to congratulate you on taking over the chairmanship of the Governmental Group of Experts meeting on laws. And also, I'd like to congratulate you on the way you've been leading the preparations for this meeting. You can count on the full support of my delegation in your work. Mr. Chair, I am starting this general statement by recognizing that after a long and hard path, we are now at a critical time in the negotiating process. The upcoming review conference on the CCW should, will have to rather, decide on the subsequent steps to be taken by this group, which will reflect the level of commitment on the part of member states parties rather, when it comes to dealing with the growing threats represented by this type of weapon. In 2019, the meeting of the high contracting parties laid down a mandate for the group for the years 2020 and 2021, seeking consensus recommendations concerning the clarification, consideration, and development of aspects of a normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of laws. In this context, my delegation would like to underscore the following elements. The discussions over recent years have confirmed the risk entailed in the autonomy of lethal weapon systems when it comes to complying with international human laws, human rights law, and international humanitarian law, and in general, human dignity. It has also become clear that whereas there is a common understanding on the applicability of international law to this, to all types of weapons, there are differences of opinion concerning the specific implementation of this idea in respect of laws, as well as the elements that should supplement the existing normative framework to fill in certain gaps. To try to clear up these questions, it is vital to start working on the normative framework, including a legally binding instrument which will clarify the current normative system and supplement it. For this purpose, it will be necessary to consider inter alia aspects that we can identify during this year and those which have already been recognized. In this long-term effort, we can draw upon, in addition, the guiding principles approved in 2019, which are definitely going to have to be complemented if we are going to resolve all of the ethical, moral, technical, security, and legal concerns that these weapon systems bring in their wake. One element that definitely is vital in developing this normative framework has to do with the need to ensure significant human control throughout the entire life cycle of the weapons, particularly in the phases of target choosing and firing. Without this significant, meaningful human control at critical junctures, there is no legal, ethical, or moral justification for the use of these weapons, and therefore they should be prohibited. In addition to meaningful human control, we should add other types of regulations or limitations, such as restrictions of a temporal, spatial, or situational nature to curtail the risks of non-compliance with international humanitarian law. In addition, it may end up being necessary to strengthen any existing normative framework so that in the case of the weapons review process, this can be used to determine their legality and their ability to comply or not with international humanitarian law. At present, these review processes are not homogeneous, nor are they transparent. They depend exclusively on the country carrying them out, and therefore they do not give rise to confidence building. Other non-binding initiatives can back up the legally binding instruments, such as the exchange of good best practices and various confidence building measures. Also, concerning the scope of application of these regulations, it should be broad and adaptable to the constant changes in technology, given the fact that autonomy is the essential characteristic that should be driving the negotiations of a normative framework. Too detailed a definition, in addition to being difficult, could end up being obsolete in a short space of time. The operational framework could be developed subsequently or even in parallel to the normative framework so as to supplement it and help in its implementation. In conclusion, Concerning the mandate of the group for upcoming years, Ecuador believes that the current discussions are winding up and that starting with the review conference, we should start the next stage in the process, which in our view would be the formal negotiation of the normative framework, including the legally binding instrument. During these negotiations, it will be vital to take into account those aspects which go beyond international humanitarian law as it exists right now, that such as strategic military advantages, ethical considerations, and war thresholds, which are mitigated inter alia. Thank you very much.